Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don, what's your plan for goal tonight?
Tekarski and Dell, and they'll split.
How much has Dustin impressed you in the first couple
of
weeks?
He's competitive. He doesn't quit. You see it in every drill and practice. He's a fighter, and it's awesome to see. So he did a great job for us last year, coming in a tough situation, and he's came here with the approach of he's got to earn every minute. So he's earned that tonight, and we'll take a look at him again.
Talked obviously last night about UPL's game. Just how would you evaluate his camp in total?
I thought it was very progressive, in a progressive way, a great camp. You know, it was another level of pressure for him to perform. I feel, you know, he played games in the league last year, and he, like most players, like any competitive player, was coming here to earn a spot. And having that, you know, that burn in him, you know, going into these games with that, I thought the third period was big for him last night. Come back and fight, and even, you know, taking the whole game in. So I think, you know, we know he's a young guy with a lot of potential. I think the way he approached camp and some of the things we tried to do from our side helped him evolve his game even further, one step further. So he's leaving here to go to Rochester to gain more experience, more time in the net, with a lot more experience than he had maybe a couple weeks ago.
And as far as the other guys that were sent down, most of them were known quantities. The one that stands out, obviously, is Weisbach, who we hadn't, you know, seen at this level. And what would you say about his camp?
He had a very good camp. We didn't know what to – you don't know what to expect of a player – obviously jumping a level from college hockey to pro. He showed he has dynamic components to his game, speed, skill, quickness, playmaking ability, evasiveness as well, which you don't know. He had that in college hockey, but you don't know if that translates to the next level. It did, certainly in spurts. You could see those attributes here, which is exciting. He's another player that we felt he's going to need time in the American Hockey League, fairness to him coming from college hockey, and looking at our roster overall. Let's try to get him as much as we can within our training camp, you know, potentially before that we would have to send him down. But he did a tremendous job. I mean, he opened a lot of eyes to his potential at this level.
Are we at the point in training camp where you've seen enough of Ristolainen and Gergensen at center to be able to say, yes, they're going to start the season at center?
No, not yet. I haven't even, you know, I haven't thought of that. We're obviously, Tej, you know, was decent there last night, and there's things that I think he can make some quick improvement on. So we're still, and I think we're going to be talking about that position a lot over the next month. So not yet. I think it's too much to, you know, Mitzi and Zemgus, I'm pretty certain, are two guys that will stay at center. After that, I think we're still watching.
Did you meet Zemgus or Cousins?
Zemgus. Zemgus. And you know, Dylan is Dylan's still a young guy. So, you know, he's still going to have his challenges at center. I mean, it's a tough position. He did outstanding for us last year. You know, now the expectations rise. And in fairness to him, again, he's still an evolving centerman at the NHL. You know, Mitzi and Zemgus are very confident NHL players, very assured. And, you know, the other guys just don't have that time to feel that way. So the potential ups and downs are there for them.
So would Cousins be a potential for the wing?
Yeah, I think at any moment he's potential for the wing, you know, any moment. So, yeah, he is. And, again, we're still evolving that. So, you know, if it comes down to it and, say, you know, hypothetical, Thompson is shifting better there and that would potentially bump Dylan down the line, I may say, well, Dylan should go to the wing then and get him more time. And, you know, Dylan's a highly skilled hockey player. We know that. So, you know, he's not going to be lost in the shuffle. And as we sort out, you know, who's most effective at which positions yet.
Okay.
Axel is here, and we don't know, because of paperwork, we don't know if he'll be in the lineup, but he's going to be with us, and we hope he's in the lineup.
I assume you've watched some clips of him at least. Like, what have you learned about him?
Yeah, I haven't watched clips of him.
Okay.
We picked him up yesterday,
yeah.
And I'm going to do what I can today with it. But it was more, we just had a meeting, so we used last night's film, and we're focused on that. All 20 guys and 37 guys, whatever we have in camp, moving them along. So we'll pull some on Axel now and take a look at him, which I'm excited for that based on what I've heard.
Have you talked to him?
Yeah, I saw him this morning. So he's here. He was in a meeting, and he seems happy. So.
Who's going back-to-back tonight?
Paterka, Thompson, Kajula, Cousins, Olofsson, Dahlin and Jokiharju, Butcher, Miller, and Bryson. So quite a few.
We've seen the offense from Paterka. What else has he done to kind of stick around at this point?
The big thing is persistence. You know, he has and feel. He's got a very good feel for how to impact situations. And his skill level is good enough to do it on most occasions. So... those are components of some pretty good maturity already. But the goal, I think we talked after the game, the goal was very impressive last night, but so were so many other components of his game. You know, as a young guy, he's evolved his game pretty well for his age.
Okay, when R2 has a year like last season, I mean, I'm sure he took a lot of confidence from it, but when he has success at all these different levels, like what can that do for a player as far as just kind of maybe helping them take off?
It's a validation when you, you know, because he puts the work in. So you put all that work in, and when you get rewarded for it, it's a bit of a validation for you as a player. And, you know, R2 competes so hard for everything he gets. You know, he scores goals in many different ways, and that shows you he's just flat out determined to score goals. I mean, I think he scored a couple goals in camp, he was in the crease. You know, just strong on a stick, and we know we think of him as a shooter, but he's willing, competitively willing to do whatever it takes, and he identifies situations well. As I said with JJ Paterka, they identify situations well and then have a sense of objective, what needs to be done in this situation. Do I need to get a puck out? Do I need to win this battle, you know, from the defensive side? Can I, you know, is there an offensive opportunity here, and R2 is very competitive about that, and he's done well.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.